MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Health Radio with Melanie Cole.
If you've been looking for a new activity for you and your partner to experience, or a way that you can strengthen your relationship, you may want to consider acro yoga. It's a form of partner yoga where you both strive for therapeutic release and acrobatic strength. It sounds very interesting to me. My guest today is Ariane Traverso. She's a senior acro yoga and yoga instructor based out of Miami, Florida. Welcome to the show, Ariane. So tell us a little bit about acro yoga. What is it and how does it play a role in helping relationships to kind of become more successful and trustworthy and get to know your partner a little bit better?
Great. Well, thank you for having me on the show. Basically, the essence of relationship is, you know, communication. It is trusting your partner. So when we, you know, relate this to this awesome practice called acro yoga, we create this dynamic communication of physical and verbal, as well as fun and, you know, trying out new things together. Acro yoga is an amazing practice that blends the wisdom of yoga with its, you know, ancient practice, the fun aspects and strength aspects of the acrobatics, and then the healing arts, especially the Thai massage. So when these three amazing lineages came together, about over 10 years ago, the practice kind of exploded, throughout the world. And because of, like I said, this essence of needing to be able to trust someone when, you know, you're kind of hanging on their feet, or whether you're doing, you know, a Thai massage move, which is, you know, up close and personal, or you're touching, where you're thinking about healing, then you kind of open up these new doors for exploration. And it's exploration within ourselves as well as exploration with our partner.
So give us an example. How does, first of all, it's about, you know, mostly we women getting our man to even come to something like this. And so there's a challenge right there. We get the guy to come and he agrees to come. And does he have to wear yoga pants? Does he bring a mat, wear bare feet? You know, what do we tell our guys about coming there? And then what can we expect from the class?
Well, all of the above. Yes, you should wear comfortable clothing. You might not need a mat because sometimes these, acro yoga classes are outside in parks or at the studio. So sometimes you just bring a towel or the studio will provide the mat for you to lay on. You are barefoot. And then basically what we do is we usually start the class in a circle so that everybody's on an even playing field, as you want to say. You know, we are able to connect each other, through just being in this space where we're getting ready to all embark on this journey. And usually the classes, again, like I said, they could be more on the therapeutic aspect or more on the acrobatic aspect. You know, we'll start with a fun warm-up so that maybe it's not just you and your partner, but other people in the class, because it's not just for partners, it's for everybody. So some people come with their friends. I've had some people bring their moms, but a lot of people do come to explore with their husbands, their wives, boyfriends, girlfriends. And we start the warm-up, get everybody kind of like loosened up a little bit. Usually there's laughter involved because we tend to be a bit of a funny crowd of acro yoga teachers. And then we start getting into, you know, the practice itself, which will be usually in groups of two, if not three, because we want to have a base, a flyer, and usually a spotter. Right, depends on the skill difficulty. So because safety is involved, that's the number one, you know, thought of as us as instructors, and for the participants to not feel like, oh my God, I'm gonna fall or anything like this. We will begin usually in a beginner's class by talking about the importance of bone stacking, of using your muscles, using your bones to make the practice easy. A lot of people, you know, see these really cool pictures of acro yoga and they go, oh, I can't do that. You know, I'm not flexible. I'm not strong. And within 15 minutes of the practice, 99% of the class is doing exactly what they thought they couldn't do. So you're breaking down these like mental barriers, you're breaking down physical barriers, and you're exploring new ways of movement, new ways of communication, which tend to be verbal as well as nonverbal, right? Because sometimes just getting a little gentle squeeze on your hand can mean, oh, I need to go a little deeper, or let's fix the foot, and how we can problem solve together instead of coming into a place of like, oh, well, you didn't put your foot right. It's like, well, how can we put the feet? So
that, yeah, see, that's what I'm thinking would happen in some couples. You're not doing it right. She said to do it this way. And I love the laughter factor, Ariane. I do love that.
Yeah.
And because that does relax people. It's something that I know as a trainer. I know that laughter gets people to relax. But even in some of those difficult poses, I can see where the trust thing comes in, because maybe your tush is near somebody's, you know, I mean, you're not looking that attractive.
Get up close and personal. Uh-huh.
You're getting up close and personal. And if you feel, as a woman, maybe I don't like the way my thighs look, and yet here I am in this position that shows them off pretty well, then I guess that trust is that the person's not going to be like, I didn't notice that. Or,
you know
what? So
the funny thing is that the minute that you are, you know, just like in yoga, you know, I've been a yoga instructor for over 10 years. When you're doing difficult things, when it takes like, oh, I have to put my foot there, and then I have to put my hand here, and then, oh, okay, and then I have to like turn my body this way, the last thing you're thinking about is how your thighs look. The first thing you're thinking about is like, wow, I can't believe I'm doing this.
And I guess as a couple, you do have to try not to be critical of each other in this way. We only have about, a minute and 45 seconds or so left. So give us a little bit more about it, how it can be healthy for the relationship and building that trust, and maybe some advice on getting our partners or loved ones to go with us.
Yeah, of course. Well, first of all, I met my boyfriend in an acro yoga class. So that's a testimony right there. And the practice has helped us, like, in, you know, even little, like, small arguments. It's called positive communication, positive feedback. So something that we really, really like to, you know, bring forth as acro yoga teachers is this idea of, communication, always starting with the positive and then going into the feedback, right? Into the maybe more critical feedback. So you're never coming into a relationship, whether it's an acrobatic relationship or personal relationship, from a place of blame. It's always coming from a place of, how can we work together to achieve the pose, or how can we work together to achieve the goal that we have? So it's a lot of team-based building. It's a lot of working in a us in a instead of a place of you and me. So already those cues, when we're in classes, will resonate into our day-to-day lives. You move away from the, oh, but look how they're doing it. You know, they're so much better at it than us. We totally want to make people realize that everybody's different. Everybody comes from different backgrounds. So what we have to harness is our individual strengths and see how they can work together to create this, like, again, like, whether it's a specific pose in the acro yoga class, or whether it's a problem building, problem solving, that's what I'm talking about. So because we're starting to work with touch, this physical manipulation of the body, it moves into a lot of the energetic realms. It moves into our mental realms of breaking down our own barriers, open up our mind, open up the heart, and let the other person connect with you on this subtle level of trust.
You know, it sounds like a wonderful way to do this sort of partner building trust issues. And, you know, maybe for some couples, maybe it would work for me and my husband, that it would be able to, so that you're not so critical of each other. Hey, you know, anything that works on relationships and trust is going to be a great thing. So try acro yoga. Never know, it might work for you. You're listening to Health Radio on Radio MD. We are your health news network. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening, and stay well.